obesity greatly increases the risk of metabolic problems, and the number of overweight and obese people continues to increase. As a result, more and more people are suffering from problems such as high blood pressure, insulin resistance, fatty liver disease, diabetes, and heart disease, according to Washington University nutrition researcher Samuel Klein.
But a subset of obese people do not develop these metabolic problems. So some people, when they become obese, stay metabolically normal and are less likely to develop diabetes and heart disease later in life.
So Klein set out to learn what it is about those people that protects them from problems like diabetes, in spite of the fact that they are obese, and to learn whether they truly are protected or whether they just haven't developed those problems yet.
So the purpose of this study was to take obese people who are metabolically normal and those who are metabolically abnormal and challenge them with weight gain by eating extra calories from selected fast food restaurants. So they increased calories of 1,000 calories a day until they gained about 6% of their body weight, and then we studied them again before and after this weight gain.
And what Klein's team found was that the obese people who were normal at the start of the study remained metabolically normal after they had increased their body weight by about 6%.
The metabolically normal people were resistant to the adverse effects of this moderate amount of weight gain compared to the metabolically abnormal group. So insulin sensitivity in adipose tissue, muscle tissue, and liver tissue got worse in the metabolically abnormal group, but did not change in the metabolically normal group.
Once people had gained weight and then had their metabolism studied at that higher weight, Klein's team assisted them in losing all the weight they gained or more. He says some clear differences emerged between the normal and the abnormal metabolic groups. The abnormal group, for example, tended to store more fat in the liver as they gained weight. That's a factor known to be related to metabolic problems. In addition, the expression of genes in fat cells was different between the two groups and might have contributed to the differences in the response to weight gain. But Klein says just because some obese people appear to be protected from metabolic problems, that doesn't necessarily mean they're healthy.
So we're not talking about the other adverse effects of obesity. Heart function, lung function, cancer, infertility. All we can talk about is metabolic function. And this data tells us the ones who need to be targeted for weight loss and prevention of weight gain for metabolic health are the ones who are metabolically abnormal. Obese people who are already metabolically normal will not benefit from preventing small amounts of further weight gain or losing weight in terms of their metabolic health.
So Klein says those who were metabolically normal may have knee pain or problems with fertility or lung function in spite of the fact that their blood sugars and blood lipids look pretty good. His team reports its findings in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. I'm Jim Dryden.